Psalm 2, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 2, verse 1 to 3. I come with a passionate appeal. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He was begging. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. In another place, he said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, we beg the men. Please, whatever I'm telling you, take me out of it. Put yourself as beneficiary of it. Because sometimes something, you think somebody said something because of what somebody will hear from it. Whoever does that, they got their reward, the Bible says. Okay? All right. Now, look at this scripture. My sister had no clue of, today we'll be looking at the proof of power. The proof of power. All right. Now, my sister doesn't know what the Lord has said ahead of us when he came to share this testimony. And it's about that I bring this appeal to you so that you can escape. All right. Now, see what the Bible says here. It says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And see what they were, doing. The kings of the earth, so they were not small men. They were men who had influence, who can exert power, who can educate, who had means to give effect to things. He said, the kings of the earth set themselves together, and they are not few. You can see they didn't put the number there, but they are in plural. And the rulers take counsel together. Can I tell you a secret? I shared with you how Solomon sat on whose throne? On the throne of the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 29. He sat on the throne of the Lord. And he said, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Now, they didn't know that what they were conspiring against Samuel, against Daniel, was not against Daniel. It was against the God of Daniel. Now, he said, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, don't let them continue. I have the mercy and privilege to share this with you. When my daughter was growing up, and I knew she would be engaging in the business of men, I called her and I said, I'm your dad, right? I know this past. Praise God. I'm a man, right? I'm a man. So I know, I said, well, I give her two things, and all my young children who are not married, please listen to me. I said, never in your life date a married woman. A married man. Never. Don't let this happen. Okay? Number two, never date your boss or anybody in your office. Make sure it's, please, you won't see reproach. Amen? As a little girl, I wonder, somebody went to a pastor and said, oh, my husband, doing this and that, and the postman's called her, and the pastor said, did you date a married man when you were young? She said, yes. So what are you doing here? No. Why I went that direction is because I appealed to my daughter. She may not understand, or at that time she was in a high school. I said, please, never don't do it. Please, don't do it. Now, it's upon that I want to beg you. Don't oppose who God appoints. You can't win. You can't what? Let's lift up our hands. You know how to treat those people? You know how to treat those people? Lead them to God. You know why? You will be wrong. And you will delay their judgment. Did you catch that? You won't allow God to execute. You get what I'm saying? Exactly. You just put your notes. If you don't understand it, if you have a dad or a parent, I'm not abusive, please. I'm begging you. When you get to tell them, your pastor said, don't oppose anybody God appoints. What sense can I make out of it? You know, MKO, Abiola? How many people remember him? A pastor who I know called him, said, don't do this thing you want to do, you won't return. Then he said, is there any old people in Abiola's family? Is there any old person in his family who can call him and tell him, this journey you are going? I was at that meeting, sir. He said, if you go in, you won't come out. Let's leave that. But just lift up your hands to God. I receive grace. That Lord, let me stay where you put me. The throne of the Lord is your fault. You see what the Bible says here? Oh my God. Look at the next verse. Bible says God will have them in derision. They will be so confused, they won't know what they are doing. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. You know that word derision? If you don't understand it, go and Google it or look at it in dictionary so that you can get understanding. It means utter confusion. But you won't see it. That's why God is sharing today. Let's receive grace from the Lord. Father, please, just sit where God says you should sit. Sit, look at your throne and sit down there. For in due time, you will execute judgment. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. The proof of power. The proof of power. My people, power is a sweet thing. It takes power to run this place. Everything we derive here is derived from power. If they take the power, I'm using power in another context now. If they switch off the power here, you won't feel comfortable again. We wired our house with power, but we respect it. We do what? How will you feel as if I say I got electrocuted? Will you blame power? No, I transgressed. I did what? Yeah, we've been living in our house so long. The power is running. I see it in the AC. I see it in the heat. Oh my God, you don't know the benefit of power. The same power bringing different results. Is the electricity that is powering air conditioner different from heat? The same power. But however you design it to deliver, something will be hot by power, something will be cool by power, something will be standing by power, something will be rotating. I mean, don't you have rotating fan? And then you say, don't rotate again. And then you, I can't imagine you putting your fan on stationary and it's rotating. You will look at it and say, what happened there? My people. My joy and my prayer is that we will use power well. Or put it this way, you will take advantage of power that is designed for you. But guess what? Power defends itself. Power does what? Oh, my people, as a little boy, thank God, I did it never to do it again. And that's the truth. If you interact with power and you survive, when I was young, you know, yonder country, I don't know how they constructed our old house, but our iron, we have to remove the bulb and put the fan and put the iron. I mean, we remember that in yonder country, you know, we didn't plug it against the wall. So I don't know. That's the iron they had, we have in the house. So they say, that's your iron. So I took the bulb out and I put the iron. Then curiosity. Oh my God, bad curiosity. I saw that I put that stuff inside it and the iron came on. I said, what? I will never forget. I said, what's happening here? Then I took the my God. Yeah, you won't see evil. My people, I wanted to see what's happening. Yeah, I'm telling you. I removed the plug and did my thank God there is no power of resurrection. Lighthouse. I've never had to do it again. All I can tell you is, you won't see evil. The proof of power. Let's go there quickly. See, why would that lady do that to herself, though? Why would she do it? Why would she lose her job? Why? Can I tell you something? If God is against something, everything that God makes will be, including the ground. Let me show it to you. My sister, help me Google this scripture. It's in Job, I think chapter 17, verse 20. He said, the heaven shall declare his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The heavens shall declare his iniquity. What? Thank you. I mean, Job 20:27. If you get on go and read it, to see when God is against the person. See what's here. He said, the heaven shall reveal his iniquity. And you know what God does with the man that he blesses? Blesses the man who sins at what?
Cover.
God can, he didn't tell you to cover it, but if he covers it, and the man whose sins are forgiven, you will look for it, it's your own, you will be seen. Now, see what happened here. A man that God is against. Look at the story of Saul, sir. I'm talking about the proof of power. Did he mean to tear the garment of Samuel?
No.
What did he want to do? He wanted to make. But the ass did what? Rise up against him. Remember? Haman and Esther. Was Haman attempting to harass Esther?
No.
But the instance that he was turning to Esther to help, to say, Esther, please let me beg, the king looked back and said, what? Even in my presence? Let's stand up on our feet. Let's receive grace. Talk to God one minute. And say, God, help me. Help me. Just say, God, help me. Because we are all vulnerable. Say, God, help me. Do you know that's what terminated Haman that day? And that's what ended the reign of Samuel. He said, as this thing, yeah, you mean you rise up to tell? He said, the kingdom is torn in your hand. And that's not what he wanted to do. Father, please help us. Help us. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence. The proof of power. What is a proof? What is a proof? A proof is a compelling or substantive evidence. All right? Lighthouse. Power has proof. I was trying to figure out what was running the iron. I didn't have to try it again. Power has what? Proof. It's substantive evidence. When you see the proof of power, you will back off. Evidence establishing a fact. That's what is a proof. An evidence that establishes what? A fact. A fact that counteracts doubt. Oh my God. If I'm in doubt before, why how the iron is working? All I can tell you is, if you don't believe me, a trial will convince you. Acts chapter 4, verse 16. Something had happened, and the people wanted to deny it, about the story of that man at the Great Beautiful that encountered Peter and James as they were coming to the temple. But when they could not deny it, the scribes and the elders, they called the people, they called themselves together and said, saying, what shall we do? You know, he said, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable, say a notable. Can I tell you a secret? If that lady will trace what's happening to her
to how she had dealt with the Sabbath, with the daughter of God, she will never deal with anybody like he did, like that again.
See what happened here. He said, what shall we do to these things? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them. That's the proof of power. Power always has proof. You don't need to talk for it. You don't need, and that's the essence of God's power. It witnesses for itself. Well, you will know better after last Sunday of this month. You for the hand clap, yeah. I mean, if it's me, I don't need to get anything ready. As it's working in me, so also it's working for you. Praise the Lord. EJ didn't tell me about that situation. I don't want to like reinforce it. It came to me. The natives came to me, and God said, "This is what you should do." I put a call through to her. Anyway, let's move on. Matthew chapter 8. Verse 24, the proof of power. The proof of power. You see, can I tell you something? If somebody is manifesting a power that carries no proof, don't worry. Don't do it. As a matter of fact, you can call them to the side. I said, I'm telling you. That's what Jesus did to Paul on the way to Damascus. You remember? He said, "You can't succeed." You remember? He said, "You are kicking it." He said, "You are doing a hard thing. It is hard for you to kick it against the quick." He said, "Because you know what? If I grind, if you collide with me, you will scatter. If I go over you, see what happened here." Bible says in verse 24, I'm begging you. You know, I don't want to see you hurt. I don't want to see you what?
Yeah.
Look at verse 24. It says, and behold, there arose, say, a great, my people, from great tempest to great calm. It takes power to achieve that. From great, look, what assailed them on the sea was not small. I shared with you at the beginning of this month that if you don't understand the power of God, meet him on the sea. I may remember that. You know, you don't know sea. I mean, you don't know sea.
Yeah.
He said, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, in so much that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. Everything will continue until power speaks. Are you here? Oh, lighthouse, wake up. Everything will continue until when? And after power speaks, nothing speaks again. And the disciples came to him and awoke him and saying, Lord, see, we perish. They've tried all they could. They had no power. Because power does what? Has proof. Don't forget that. Power does what?
Has proof.
Yeah. Power has proof. And he said unto them, why are you fearful? Oh, your little faith. Shaga. Can I tell you a secret? Don't let power arise against you. Bible says, if the spirit of the king rises up against you, don't sleep. Don't do what? Let us be smart. Be what?
Smart.
Yeah. Because you know why? If power doesn't arise, there's a mate. Or lighthouse, if power arises, until power executes, it won't sit down. Power doesn't stand up for fun. Oh my God. You know why? I'm sharing this so that you also know what is working for you. You know what is what?
Working.
Yeah. You know, it's about us. It's about you. So that you know what is working. And can I tell you something? One thing that is very the electricity in our house. We need spare you to say
this man that pays the electricity. I said, if not for you, I will shock you.
Have you left?
What I want to bring from there is this. You know what? In the event that we arrive, power arises against us. You remember the story of Solomon? Jonathan. Jonathan was not designed to die, right? He died by association. May he not become God's enemy. Because the one I want to bring from there is that power will not identify who has been with him. He will identify who is against him. You catch that?
Yeah.
He won't say, we believe in this house. The person in my house doesn't know my face. Let's go.
And he said unto him, why are you fearful, you of little faith? Then he arose.
When he was speaking with them, he had a reason, because it was after he spoke with them, he arose. He corrected them. But when he arose, he faced the opposition. And Bible says he rebuked the wind and the sea. And there was what? From a gate, what? Yes. Power has proof. Proof is anything that establishes a fact. God will not leave himself without a proof. Another translation says without a witness.
And you see, you know what happened later?
He said, what manner of man is this?
What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obey him. What manner of man is this? He loves you and me. He died for you and me. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Savior. He's the lover of man.
Can I tell you a secret? God did not design to oppose you. But don't join opposition. Have you left?
Yeah.
And you know what the devil does? Is to gather people to himself so that God can oppose what he approves. But I won't find you there. In the name of Jesus. Power has proofs. Matthew chapter 8. What legalizes power is authority. To have dunamis, don't be afraid of somebody who has capability. What's the name of the Adonijah and Absalom? They had power to sit. Right? They can sit, except that they had no authority. Between political power and monarchy and kingship power, which one has authority? Well, ask how many kings were deposed in Nigeria? You remember Dasuki? They rooted him out. You remember what was his name? Sanusi? They did what? Yeah, now they had power to sit, but they lack authority to remain. Lighthouse. Sit with authority. Do what?
Sit with authority.
Authority is not in carrying things, it's in saying things. See what the Bible says.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 9 to 10. I have to stop.
My dear family. Power defends itself. Power does what? Please be smart. Bible says angels that left their first estate got condemned to utter darkness, bound with chain. They left their own estate. You know how? Somebody convinced them. See what the Bible says here. A centurion went to Jesus, and was a centurion. He had a band that he governed. He said, "For I'm a man under what? Having what? And I say to this man, and he does what? And I say to another, and he does what? And to my servant, and what?" Look at the next verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Stand up on your feet. What saved him was his recognizing authority. I want you to pray today and say, "Lord, speak over my life. Speak over my life." My dear family, it doesn't matter how it was constructed. My people, Lekato, Brekado, Skende. Let's go and ask the boss of this lady. I told you last year, my people, I had like 5 bosses in 1 year. How many people remember I shared that testimony? I myself didn't know what was happening. It got to a time, they made somebody a boss who doesn't understand what I'm doing. Like somebody, a nurse supervising an accounting work. I'm not getting it. They just said, just be there for us. Let somebody praise the Lord. Later, I trace something to my boss, my initial boss, and I saw an error. You know what happened? You have 2 minutes? I just want to share this story with you. I told you, pray for your boss. I will be praying for him. Pray for him. My wife and I will be praying for him. I'll pray for my wife's boss. I'll pray for them. I will say, pray for everyone in authority. That's what the scripture says. You know what happened? They were giving our team a visibility within the firm. And they said, send us the profile of everybody. Okay. He has a CPA. I have CPA and an MBA. Then they said we should submit our profile. And apart from him and him, me and him, nobody else has that qualification within our team. And everybody does well. We're not talking of qualification now, not competence, you know, Cheryl. Everybody does well, okay? Now, they now ask for the profile of everybody. And of course, you have to submit your profile yourself, right? He's not going to construct my profile, right? Okay, and I submitted my profile, which is in the firm's, in my HR file. There is nothing new to it. You know what happened? I walked to the window. There's a window in the office space. And I was just looking through the door. Then I turned. Then I saw him looking at me, but that look had questions. You know? But anyway, I have nothing to accuse him about. We left. Management came. We had a big meeting. Top people in the firm, they came. You know what happened? When they finished the meeting, the head of the team said, "I'm going to send to you who everybody is." You know what happened? He removed my NDA from my profile.
Wow.
And a friend had warned me. That's why I went to do MBA. He was working with McKinsey, one of the top consulting firms. He and his boss, the same situation. He told me, "Sorry, go and do MBA." They had the same situation. They now apply for the same position. Boss and subordinate. Boss has CPA, he has CPA, MBA. Of course, we are in the market, right? I'm not doing you. They had everything common, except this guy had MBA. They gave it to the guy. So they now send that file, you know, I had that background. And I did my bit. When they send that file back, I saw that he edited my profile.
Wow.
Yeah, it's no longer with the firm.
He went for it.
He hurried out. Let's lift up our hands to God. I said, "God, just speak over my life. Let what defined with you be the word of God working for me. Let what defined with you be the word of God working with you." That's all you need, my people. They said the kings of Israel, they made a decision. They said, let us cast about. Say, "God, I wrote to you. Speak for me, Daddy." Bible says
The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Let's receive grace this morning. I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look up to you. Help me. I have no power of my own. My brother, my sister, it can be a family cycle. It can be mother-in-law. I told you, a mother-in-law who was a... I know. When that woman... God will not be against any of us. That lady said, I see your head in her grave. That woman oppressed that lady. My people, just stay with God. Say, God, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. If E.J. opposed that woman, she will be fired. You say, no, she's rude. Oh, they want something to lay against you. Not knowing that they were arranging it. But just keep doing what you are doing. Receive grace this morning. Say, Lord, you won't know where the decision is being made, but tell God, speak for me. Speak for me, Papa. Please don't be rude, don't be nasty, don't fight for yourself, don't say no, we will pull it to the end. Don't do that. Allow God, because power has proof. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, it's about and on that God will help us on Sunday next week. Don't forget, bring a bottle of anointing oil. We'll pray over it as God will have us directed. And direct it, apply it wherever you want it directed. I was coming to New Jersey some years ago, and I'd been with a spiritual father, and he gave me a bottle of oil. And he said, when you get to your city, we're not playing games here, and it's not secret. I think what I should do. He said, when you come out of the craft, what is that? Are you getting? I said, I'll be entering New Jersey by train. He said, okay. As soon as you make contact with the ground, pour this oil on the ground and tell the ground to support you. God will speak for you. You won't see Ross, my people. Heaven will not declare your iniquity. The earth will not rise up against you. But the Bible says the sun shall not smite thee, nor the moon. He said, only with your eyes shall you hear and see the reward of the wicked. Father, Lord, we thank you. As we go from here, Daddy, may we set you on the throne you appoint for us. In the name of Jesus. Is there any threat from anywhere? Are we frightened? Are we with confusion? We don't know what to do. Let that grace come. Let that great tempest become grace calm. In the name of Jesus. Until we see again, Daddy, keep us living in the fear of you alone. Jesus, then we pray. Stretch your hands towards me also, and pray for me. And ask God for his mercy over my life. Say, God, please, don't oppose this man. Don't let him be against you. My people, God told that it's you. He said, if you think you are the one, he said, I will erase you. No, there will be no memory of you again. Let's pray, Lord God, please help Zion. Don't let him be against you in any way. Thank you, precious Father. If God be for us, we can. Father, Lord, we thank you. As your children go from here, let your presence ever be abiding in Jesus' name. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now. Forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord
forever and ever.
Please don't come to next Sunday,
you know, unprepared, as if you are coming to watch a movie or let's go and see what we have. No, it's about you. Amen.
He wants to authorize you. You know what I'm saying? He wants to put authority into you. He wants to be the one doing what is happening to you. Do you get that? He wants to be the authority behind what you are doing.
Okay. So please pray, you know, just, you know, pray towards it. Lord, empower me. Help me. Just pray towards it, okay? God bless you, Lord. We have a good afternoon.